This is KD&K, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. Thanks for being tuned in. Thank you, EB, for a wonderful show. And thank you to Ellen Woods and Phoenix Anderson and Chrissy and Scott Ely for doing your donations. Chrissy called in and added an individual membership to her pet membership, so that put us to $54,815. So we're just trucking away here at with the membership drive, and it's all thanks to you all out there, you listeners. We have a special edition of Express Yourself today. We have Greg Albrecht, our executive director, in here, and he's going to be interviewing Ryan Honey from Taka. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful Friday afternoon. It is sunny. We had to pull the blind down so it would cool down a little bit in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ryan's got some really wonderful things to tell us about Taka, and without further ado, why don't you guys take it away?
That sounds great. Thank you so much for being here, Ryan. You know, this is kind of Taka as an organization is the essence of KD&K as well as of this Express Yourself show in terms of highlighting the arts in all its forms, music, performance, written word, spoken word, film, etc. And we're really lucky to have you here right now on Express Yourself to kind of highlight what's coming up at Taka in the coming month.
Yeah, well, first off, thank you. We love our partnership with KD&K. You guys have been great partners, both at the temporary and now coming up at Taka at the new facility, which is ready to go. Love presenting with you, and love getting to come on the air. It's always a treat. So yeah, we thought we'd just tease a little bit of what we have coming up. People can always check out all of our programming, and lots of it is getting announced at taka.org. The show that we're really excited about is actually our first show next Thursday night, which we're doing in partnership with you as our media sponsor. So thank you for that. It's the Still Tide, wonderful group from Denver, with a lead singer who is just a treasure, and I think she's going to do big things. She's actually going on tour with Strand of Oaks just in a couple of weeks, and super excited to have grabbed her and the band before they hit the road for the national tour. So that's a really fun one. And thank you guys for jumping in with us on that one. I think it's a great fit for your audience and our audience. They're going
to
love it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
As always, to be affiliated with these great shows. It's our pleasure to be a media sponsor for this, and even from the fun of attending and tabling at them is great, kind of a backstage pass, if you will. And at the same time, reminding me, too, to stay tuned at 4:21, our music director, Cody Lee, is going to be interviewing Anna Morset, the lead of the Still Tide. She's on the road coming back from a Boise music fest, it sounds like.
She's playing a lot, yeah, and we're lucky to have her both today and next week. So I figure we should probably talk a little bit about, before we get into all the shows that are coming up, which I want to do, but talk a little bit about how we're making sure everybody's safe when they come to shows inside, because I think people are thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've obviously been thinking about that a lot. Most people knew we had some close-to-home breakthrough cases with our staff this summer. So we've done some big planning and preparing to make sure that our constituents and patrons can all be safe. So anybody who's trying to come to a show at Taka has to be vaccinated. So you need to bring proof of vaccine to come in. So everybody's vaccinated when you come in the door. Our staff, we all get tested weekly, which, by the way, is a really great feeling. Like, I recommend it to everybody. You know, it's super easy. You can sign up for free to do a drive-through test in El Jebel or Carbondale. So we do that weekly. It's a very, very nice feeling when you get those results every week. And we also are doing cleaning protocols. And our building, being brand new, has this really screaming HVAC system. And so inside Taka, the air actually gets filtered every 15 minutes, and we get fresh air from the outside every 30 minutes. So we think we have one of the safest rooms to be in, where people can come enjoy arts and culture and do it safely. We also respect everybody's choice to come or not to come, but we hope they will come. And we also are an extremely mask-friendly place. So if people want to wear masks, we welcome that. So we feel good about what we've been able to put together and hope that the audiences feel good as well and will come enjoy all the great stuff we have coming up.
Are masks required?
No. So Eagle County doesn't have a mask requirement. And actually in Pickens County, if you're all vaccinated, you can get an exemption as well. So we work closely with Eagle County Health because that is our that's the county that we're in. But if people are more comfortable in a mask, we welcome that. As I said, we're mask friendly, and we want to do everything we can to make sure everybody feels great when they come to a show.
That's the same thing we're following here at KDNK as it pertains to masks. So yeah, and in terms of, don't want to get too off track on these protocols, but they are important. But
yeah.
For instance, if it's a all ages show or 18 and older, would somebody still have to show ID to coincide with their vaccine proof?
So if someone is under the age of 12 and cannot get vaccinated, they have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And being candid, some of the hardest programming to put together right now is the kids stuff, because we don't want to be in a position to have kids potentially getting exposed to other kids because of the masking, because of the they aren't vaccinated. So, for example, we have Creed Repertory's Yout Tour coming, which is a program they have every year. They take a show around the state, and it's for young audiences. And originally we were going to do a public show, but then we realized that the schools all have cohorts and they're keeping the kids in those cohorts. So instead of having a public show, we're actually bringing in three different elementary schools in their cohorts to see the show. So we're trying to do our part to make sure that the kids are we're following the same protocols that the schools are doing. But if you bring a kid to an all-ages show, they will have to wear a mask if they're not vaccinated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now that we know that how people can see all this programming,
yeah, exactly.
And I think people have curiosity too. I mean, even internally, Cody wasn't sure whether Still Tide was going to be outside or inside. And on that note, a great segue on what is the status of the facility at Takaw?
Yeah, Takaw is finished. It's the first show is with you guys next week. Next Thursday is the Still Tide, and then we have regular programming going on after that. So, you know, there's still a bunch of things for us to learn. It's a brand new building, but we've had a great band called The Confluence who play locally rehearsing in there for a few weeks to help us learn. Consensual Improv has been rehearsing in there to help us learn, and you know, the building's ready to go. It's beautiful. It's state of the art. It sounds great. It looks great. The bar works. The coolers work. We have an ice machine, which is so great. We carried so much ice at the temporary. It's a state-of-the-art building. It's 21st century. It's future ready, and it's ready for audiences. So, and there's so much great stuff coming up. We have a new director of programming, Kendall Smith, who's been with us for about 6 months now, and he's just bringing in so much fun stuff that I'm super excited about. Along with the Still Tide next weekend, we've got a real special treat. We brought in independently three comedians from Denver, Ben Roy, Adam Caden Holland, and Andrew Overdahl. They all headlined sold-out shows at the Temporary, but they have a group called The Grolix, which produced a TV show called Those Who Can't, which you can watch on HBO Max right now. Hilarious show about teachers, and they're a big deal in the comedy world. They've agreed to come up for a Saturday night show where they're all going to do a headlining set, so it's a chance to see three headliners in one night, and they're all brilliant. And then on Sunday, they're going to hang out, and at Takaw, they're going to record their podcast, The Grolix Saves the World. If you haven't listened to their podcast, you should, because they're very funny people. And as I understand it, and this is news as it breaks, I think the plan for the podcast is for them to eat as many odd foods from the state of Colorado. So a sampling of things like Rocky Mountain oysters.
Mm, yeah, of course.
And then discuss it. So we have Saturday and Sunday with the Grolix, which is going to be just so much laughter, which I think our community is really excited about. I know I am.
Yeah, I am too. But both, just it speaks for itself. But also that it relates to, you know, a podcast is pretty relatable to radio.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat programming in our opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also just backing up, we're even more honored to be the media sponsor of Still Tide. This is a surprise to me that it is the first show indoors in the facility. That thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We're excited to be there. Yeah, we'll have a tent, and anyone can come by and say hi to us at KDNK, but enjoy some really great music while you're at it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, this is highly representative of serving all communities in a community access way. Takaw and KDNK are not too much different, and we will still be in our membership drive during the Still Tide show with a table there. That would be another way that you could renew or become a member at KDNK at that show. Or you could call 963-0139 or go to kdnk.org to donate now as well.
You should. Yeah. Listen, I'm supposed to always be fundraising for Takah, but man, KDNK is awesome, and people need to support this radio station the same way that we do. You guys are, what you do is fantastic in creating community and building community. And listen, we're happy too. If you want to offer your people who sign up for a membership tickets to the show, listen, anything we can do to support you guys, we will do. So
yeah, that's a good we will have tickets available for Still Tide for giveaway.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sweetening the pot, as they say.
Yeah.
Should we do that right now? If you call right now, 963, they're not ready yet.
No, we're thinking that we'll reserve a little more Takah exposure via the ticket giveaways. We're getting, I don't want to take away from this programming preview. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But do know they will stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Exactly.
And for now, you can call 963-0139. We have Anderson and Cody ready to answer your phone call. So, or you can go to kdnk.org.
And what this is also making me think of, Ryan, is always, but this year especially, we here, and I know you there, have a huge value collaboration, and how it inevitably creates a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. And I'm seeing another thing on your programming, that an organization we've collaborated with a couple times now, including Women's Voices Origin Stories on KDNK. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear a little bit about the programming coming up with Voices.
Yeah, so collaboration is the key to our programming success. Today, we've partnered with more than 45 nonprofit partners to present programming. We don't produce content, right? We present content. So collaboration is critical to what we do. And we love our friends at Voices. During the first summer of the pandemic, we did a show with them called Fort Awesome, which we gave it the good college try. I think of the five performances, we pulled off two. There was rain, there was fire, there was a COVID thing. But they were so game to give it a try and to make theater in the midst of that crazy summer we had. And so we've gone back to them. We're really committed to engaging the entire Valley, everyone that lives here. And as you all know, a large portion of the Valley is Spanish speaking. And so we asked ourselves the question, how do we engage that audience and make Takah their creative home? And so the first people we called were Voices, and they had this idea of doing a devised piece of theater that would be developed by the performers in Spanish, telling the stories of the performers and of that community. And Kendall, to his credit, the words had barely come out of their mouth, and he was like, "Yes, let's do that." And so, for two nights in October, and we're gonna host the group that is currently rehearsing at Takah, and it will be their original show. So They're writing music, they're writing theater pieces, there's some dance, and they're putting this together to tell their stories in their way. And we're really, really honored and excited. And there's a reason why the first piece of theater that we're presenting inside is going to be this Voices project in Spanish. It's because we really are trying to make a commitment to that segment of our population and our community to say, this is your home, we want you to use it. And Voices could not be a better partner. They're so good at what they do. I mean, they go into schools, they go into different communities, and they use theater and storytelling to help people be expressed.
Yeah, they are kind of the that media. Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program here at KDNK has that same mission through radio that they're doing in their way. Kind of similar to Soul Theater as well, State of Life Theater, another collaboration we've done where during COVID, where they couldn't have live theater plays for kids, they created radio plays.
Yep. Yeah. No, I love what Jennifer's doing. And listen, theater and the performing arts changed the direction of my life. I mean, that's I'm who I am because of them. And so I feel like we have a responsibility as an organization to give kids and kids at heart a chance to come in and see theater, make theater, see music, make music, whatever it is to have that artistic hook in them so that they feel like they have that outlet. We're going to give that to them.
Yeah.
So
you and I were talking before we came in about my appreciation or our appreciation for the diversity of medium in the performing arts that's being offered by Takah. Getting back to music, I know a favorite of your programs of our music director is Pumpkin Jazz.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we'll talk about that. It's funny because I'm thinking about the calendar for October. We've got, I believe it's 10 events on the books, and half of them are a collaboration. So it just gives you a sense of how we do that. So Pumpkin Jazz is a collaboration with the Town of Basalt and the Basalt Public Art Commission. This will be the third year that we've done it. And so we take jazz performers and we put them all over town. And we put them in restaurants and galleries, on street corners. And it's just a way to celebrate this iconic American art form and get people to, you know, enjoy what normally could be a quiet time in Basalt. And it's been amazing the last 2 years. The town is lit up. I mean, I was driving around. I was like, what is going on? Oh, yeah, it's Pumpkin Jazz. Yeah, we did this. Wow. Yeah. And it's great because we're bringing back artists year after year that we've worked with, and some that have played our main stage, some that have come out and busked for us on Wednesday Night Live. So it's just a great celebration of jazz. And it's interesting because some of the feedback that we've gotten is – all the feedback we've gotten is like, there's just too much. We can't see it all. So we're going to do – the plan this year is to do performances on Friday night, and there'll probably be too much. People won't be able to see it all because there'll be venues all over town. And then Saturday we'll do a show at Takah.
Oh, great.
So and that's – yeah, that's – it's become a tradition, which is fun to have. I love traditions.
It's about 4:16. You're listening to KD&K Community Radio. We're talking with Ryan Honey, Executive Director of Takah, about their fall programming, also letting you know that we're in the middle of our membership drive. Please call us at 963-0139 or go to kdnk.org and click donate. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I really do want to give you the opportunity to highlight additional programming this fall, Ryan, and then let people know how people can find out more and see the calendar, et cetera, about what's coming up.
Absolutely. I'll sort of go through the rest of what we have on the books that's announced. Stay tuned to Takah.org to see all of our upcoming programming. And you can also sign up for our newsletter there so you can get alerts about what we booked. So we've got on Saturday, the 9th of October, our collaboration with the New York International Children's Film Festival is happening. So I call it like the anti-Disney, basically. It's really cool, amazing, innovative movies from all over the world for kids. And then we talked about Nuestras Voces, which is the collaboration with Voices. We have a collaboration with Aspen Words on 10/19. We have the author, Casey Gerald, who wrote There Will Be No Miracles Here, coming. That's a free talk. Amazing author and speaker, and we're lucky to have him. And then Consensual Improv, which, full disclosure, I'm a member of that group, so a little shameless plug, but we'll be performing on the 23rd. The 28th, we just booked The Man Behind the Monster, which is a Boris Karloff documentary. He played, of course, Dracula and Frankenstein and all the monster movies. That's the day I believe that movie's premiering. It's right around Halloween, and so that's going to be a super fun one. And then we have Wyo Americana, which is a partnership with the Wyoming Arts Council. It's the sort of best of the singer-songwriters from the state of Wyoming who are on tour. So they're going to be coming through. And then we just announced Leyline, which is a 4-woman trilingual musical act, which is going to be incredible. And if you guys haven't played Leyline on the air yet, you should, because they're great. And then Midnight North, we just put them on the calendar today. That's Phil Lesh's son, Graham Lesh. Phil Lesh is, of course, the bassist for the Grateful Dead. His son, Graham, has the band Midnight North, and we just grabbed them, and I think that's going to be a heck of a show. So all of our shows are on sale at Takah.org. And if it's a free show, which we do lots of those, we still want you to RSVP. It's part of our COVID protocols. And sign up for our newsletter and stay in touch with us.
Great. And also stay tuned. In a couple minutes, we'll be following up with an interview of Anna Morissette of Still Tide. Cody Lee, our music director, is going to conduct that interview, and we're going to hear a little bit of their music as well. Ryan, anything else you'd like to add? We certainly have appreciated having you here, and we certainly appreciate Takah.
All I have to say is support KD&K, support arts and culture, support radio, support good things in your community.
Thank you, Ryan. It was a pleasure to have you. And we are going to, segue into the interview with Anna Morissette. And again, that'll be on September 30th, and KD&K will be there. So if you have called and renewed your membership, you can stop by and grab a shirt, or you can stop by and renew your membership then, or become a new member.
And that's Thursday next week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Anna Morissette from Still Tide, and they're going to be playing at Takah tonight, and we are so lucky to have Anna on the phone with us right now.
Hello?
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's a beautiful afternoon here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Have you landed here?
No, actually, we play on September 30th, so next week.
Oh, I was saying it's tonight. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's all right. I kind of wish. I mean, if it sounds lovely, I wish we were there.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand that you're playing the Tree Fort in Boise, yeah. Idaho, right?
Yeah, we actually fly out tonight and then have two shows at Tree Fort tomorrow and then hustle back to Colorado. So it's a quick turnaround, but it's a really cool festival, and we love Boise and the people that run it, so we feel really lucky to get to come back this year finally after this weird year of cancellations and postponements. So
yeah,
glad they're making it work.
So you have played Tree Fort before?
Yeah, I guess, I can't remember. It's been a few years, well, with pandemic included, but we played there a long time ago, and then I want to say we've done it at least 3 or 4 times now. This may be our fourth. I should count. It kind of gets a little blurry, though.
Wow. Well, I've heard amazing things about it. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about what that's all about?
I guess I would kind of compare it to our UMS here in Denver. Like, there's a really strong community vibe, and I think they do a really good job of integrating various, like, parts of that community. There's comedy and, like, an ale fort. Everything is, like, fort-themed, of course. So it's, like, I remember, too, there was, like, some integration with Girls Rock and, like, the younger. That was actually one of my favorite things that I'd remembered seeing was all the teen and, like, youth bands. Just blew me away. I was, like, floored by these young kids just already being so creative and brave to get on stage and play together. But I think that was really kind of cool. And in that way, I would compare it to UMS. Just, like, cool community vibes. And they treat their artists so well. There's really great hospitality. But just there's, like, a level of kindness and appreciation for musicians that I think is, at the times that we felt it, it felt rare. It felt like a big gift to kind of, like, come and be treated so well and welcomed into the fold like we were. So, yeah, I guess that's what I would say about Treefort. Good people running the show over there.
That's great. And in Boise, Idaho. And, yeah, I hope you are just as well received here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Have you ever been out here before?
Very rarely, actually, which I'm ashamed to say, having been in Colorado now for many years. It's like always that thing I long to get up into the mountains, and I so rarely do it. Well, especially the last, you know, like, year and a half, not included. But I did come up once before Tikal was built and played the Contemporary, which I think was like the Tikal before.
Exactly.
I'm wondering if that's the name.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they called it the Temporary, right?
The Temporary. That was it. Yes. Thank you. I was like, there was something funny about the name. That was it.
And it seemed like kind of an interesting location. I remember the first time I went there that I sort of got lost in the parking lot. And then entering the door, I was like, wow, this is a swanky joint. And it had exceptional sound.
Yes. So. The sound was amazing. It, like, actually, in my memory, that was one of the things I most loved about that night. The crowd was really amazing and so kind and supportive. Venue staff, everyone was wonderful. And the room itself was really cool. But the sound and the sound engineer, like, it blew me away, which, you know, that's also exciting when you, it, like, kind of makes you level up as an artist when you can really feel and hear good sound. Like, that was really exciting.
Well, I was reading about you today, and it sounds like you've had quite a bit of experience touring on the road. How long have you been with Still Tide?
Oh, gosh. I think I'd always been playing music in other people's bands for a long time, and then kind of, like, had my own little project, like, you know, kind of a little shy about it, just kind of writing away. And so I'd been writing songs for the Still Tide, but was playing out under a different name and under my name. And then kind of, like, there was a group of people that I was, this was actually when we were all living in Brooklyn, and we kind of collectively made a record. And I'd never really liked the idea of having it be under my name, even when it was just me. I, like, thought that could be limiting, and I wanted it to kind of be, like, more of a project and not just so much like me and this is my thing. It was like, this is what I'm doing for this moment. So around 2013 was when I, like, got, like, landed on that name, and then we released our first record. In 2013, which was right about the time when I got to Denver. And then, so I guess I'm like, how many years is that now?
Are you based out of Denver these days?
Yeah, now I'm out of Denver, but we started in Brooklyn, or I guess I started in Brooklyn, and then I pulled my other bandmate, Jake Miller, out of Brooklyn eventually. I was like, cool. Hey, it's really great in Denver. Great
nice.
Community out here. And so, yeah, I suckered him out here, and then we've made our way since, which has been great. I don't think we would have been able to quite do what we've done in New York as we've done it here. There's just been really wonderful support and community, which I think I'd really longed for when I was in New York and couldn't really get it in the way that it came to us here, I guess, which is really cool.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy that y'all landed in the state of Colorado and that you could make it over the pass to play for us next week. You also spent some time in Portland.
Yeah, I went to college out there, and I grew up in Olympia, Washington. So that whole kind of Pacific Northwest feels like home to me. All the rain, which I don't miss as much as I guess anyone could imagine. But yeah, being in Colorado is a nice shift from the gray sky.
Yeah, and this is my favorite time of year. It's all sunny and crisp. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to go see the leaves change. It's like fall is my favorite season.
Well, you are about
to. I've been dying to get up there. Yay! Great news.
So I was reading that you were a guitar tech for bands like Tallest Man on Earth and Khaki King. Mm-hmm. And that I thought that was very interesting in itself, that you must be that well-trained in guitar to travel around the world with people and be their guitar tech. And then I really heard the nuance of your lead guitar playing throughout your songs. And yeah, I wanted to give you a big kudos on that.
Oh, thanks so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. It really adds a lot to the sound. And are you doing the writing as well?
Yeah, definitely. Jake and I did do some co-writing, like lyrically, but all the lyrics are mine, and then song shape, and then what I like and what I like kind of, you know, eager for is to kind of like have this shell of a song and this lyrical arc and some ideas. And I like kind of started writing on bass for a little bit because that was a really powerful tool. Mm. Just kind of trying to find different tools to break out of old songwriting habits. And I use a lot of alternate tunings, and sometimes I find that those work really well for starting a song or just kind of pulling you out of like those kind of more classic chord shapes and ideas. Yeah. So that's kind of a cool thing, and some different capos. And then sometimes even I'll like start writing there and like a melody will come or something, and then I'll fold it back over into a standard tuning and finish the song that way. But it's all my writing, but I do love the collaboration. And right now we have a really amazing band. I just am in love with all of them, and I think that we're coming to a cool place where we are starting to write together. And that's, I think, really what excites me, and what I like most is bringing that idea to as far as I can get it within my own world, and then bringing it to people that I love and trust that can kind of bring it to the next level and show me pieces of it that I couldn't see when I was writing.
That's
so
great.
That's really, I think, keeps me moving in the world.
That's great. How many members are in the band?
Right now we're about five, if we're lucky. Depends on availability and all the logistics. But we have another guitarist, Miles Eichner. Jess Parsons is on keys and vocals. Dan Volmar is on bass. And Mark Anderson is on drums.
Okay.
So I guess we're five, which feels super luxurious also. So sometimes I'll play out solo, and I'll probably do some solo songs at the set next week, which is fun and just kind of shows a different side of the project, which I really like too.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we're speaking with Anna Morissette of the band Stilltide, based out of Denver, and they will be playing at Takah, the arts campus at Willits, next week on September 30th, right, Anna?
Yep. That's right.
And what time do the doors open and the show starts?
I think doors are at 7 and... Oh, no, it's all right. So the doors are at 7 and I think show starts at 8. I could be wrong. I think it's listed as 8, though, but...
Okay.
That's what I think, I know.
And it looks like they have a lovely new venue now since you have played there last time. There's a totally new venue. I haven't actually visited yet, but just by some of the footage and pictures I've seen, it looks beautiful. It looks like a really great performing arts place. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait to get out there. That'll be so great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in to express yourself on KD&K today, Anna. And I'm going to throw this at you that we just started our fall membership drive for KDNK Community Radio. And I just wanted to ask you your thoughts, any little tidbits, any little gems and morsels of why you value community radio and how community radio has helped your band and your career.
Oh my gosh. I'm like forever a fan of community radio. And I think especially within the last few years, community radio has given us such a, like, the gift of exposure, like within our community and within, I don't know, there's nothing like hearing your song on the radio, just even listening to that song while I was on hold is like, oh my God, this is never going to get old. This always makes me feel like, you know, like all we want to do is connect with people. And I think local and community radio is like real connection with real people that then come to your shows. And there is a, I don't know, I think that's kind of most of what I'm in it for, is that feeling of connection and belonging with the people you're singing to. And I think community radio is like a perfect avenue for that. And just the support of local radio, there's nothing quite like that. I grew up listening to local community radio, and I think that really shaped my musical taste and my understanding of what was even available or possible for me in the world based on what they played. And
wow.
I don't know, I'm forever a fan. I've written songs about it, actually, like deeply indebted to local radio. So I would say support local and support your local radio.
Well put, Anna Morissette of Still Tide. And thank you so much. And yes, you can still support KDNK Community Radio by logging on to kdnk.org and clicking on donate, or give us a call at 963-0139. Thank you so much, Anna, and look forward to seeing you next week at Takah, September 30th.
Amazing. I can't wait. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks, Anna. We'll see you later. We're going to go out with Change of Address, which has a little reference to the autumn season from Still Tide.
Shouting at you every night.
That was just Still Tied, the lead singer Anna Morset, who we just spoke to, and they'll be playing at Takah next September 30th. Check them out. You're listening to Express Yourself on KDNK Community Radio, and you can join the community right now by pledging your support to KDNK at 963-0139, or simply log on to kdnk.org and click on the donate button. Thank you. We're listening to Mark Berger in his most recent release, Ride. That's a nice little instrumental called Object of My Affection. And Mark is coming all the way from New York City to be playing at the Carbondale Library on September 26th. That's a Sunday at 6:30 p.m. And then Mark will be touring a few more of the Garfield County Libraries in Rifle, Silt, and Glenwood Springs as well. Are you in New York City?
No, I'm in upstate New York today. I'll be in New York City at about midnight tonight because I'm playing in the metro area over the weekend.
Oh, so yeah. How's your summer going in New York?
It's been awesome. I mean, to get to play for real live humans again, it's really just been wonderful after, you know, what the last year and a half has been like. And you know, I just got through a stretch where I played, I think, 27 outdoor concerts in 32 days. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it was just a blast because, you know, I haven't really been able to do that for a while, play music and have humans present.
Will this be your first time coming out west this year?
Yes, I have not been able to. Well, I mean, yeah, I have. The last time, I was really just before the pandemic, I was playing in Arizona. And I came home from that trip in the middle of February, just before, you know, things went south in New York, which is where, you know, it really went south first, kind of in the United States.
So. Yeah. Well, where are you playing first? Are you flying into Wyoming?
I'm flying into Wyoming, and I'm playing a concert at the beautiful Restored Theater in Sheridan called the Wyo Theater. And we'll probably also incorporate that with a couple of days of hiking in the Bighorn National Forest. I'm bringing a well-known record producer by the name of Steve Adabo, plays guitar in my band often. He produced Suzanne Vega. Is the reason you kind of know Suzanne Vega is
him
producing Luca and her albums. And he's flying out, and I'm going to drag him up to the top of a couple of mountains, too, while we're in Wyoming. Then I'm heading down in your direction.
Have you been working in the studio on anything new?
100%. That's fortunately what kept me sane during the pandemic, is that I had something to really pour myself into. I'm getting to the end of an album project that I've been working on for about 3 years now, and it's, you know, it was always pretty difficult to be traveling, playing, and coming back and really getting my focus back and than having to stop and go out again. So in a lot of ways, you know, compared to a lot of musicians and people involved with music, you know, I was lucky to have something that really engaged me during the pandemic when I was not able to go out and play.
Great. Well, is the Ride album your last production?
Yeah, this is the follow-up album that I'm working on.
Yeah, I just found the full Ride album in our country section here at KDNK. And,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it has okay. Country and folk. I think they probably went with country because of just the sort of like Western storytelling sort of
vibe,
aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Often, yeah, that was in 2012 that we processed this one. It was before I was working in the music department. I am really particular about what I call country or folk.
I get it. Well, it's interesting you should say that because, you know, we can go on a bit of a tangent because the name of the new album I'm working on is called Folk Music, and It's definitely boundary stretching. It's not, you know, your grandmother's idea of what those words mean by any stretch of the imagination. It's a very different album than Ride.
Yeah, I think that folk music is just for all of the folks all over the world.
There you go. You know, I'm taking, you know, my idea of folk music from, I mean, we can go down this tunnel as long as you let me, but from the preface to Walt Whitman's first edition of Leaves of Grass. This Walt Whitman is the first American artist. Before Walt Whitman, everybody's idea of an artist in this country still is coming from Europe. That's the model, you know? And Emerson had been beckoning for the American poet to appear, saying we need with this new experiment that's never existed before what this country is and represents, and we need to cast off European models, and we need the American poet to appear. And so Whitman announced himself as that in 1855, and in the prose preface, before the poems even commence, he describes the American poet. And in that description, which I think is really thrilling to read today, he describes for me what it is to be an American artist for the first time. And he is describing every artist that's been an American artist since, if you read that. You'll see them all, okay, from Marlon Brando, Henry Miller, Bob Dylan, Stanley Kubrick, John Ford, it doesn't matter. And he says things like, it is the attitude of the greatest poet to horrify despots and cheer up slaves.
Ooh.
And so that's what I'm using as my definition of folk music. If it does that, it's folk music. And for purposes of my album, it doesn't matter if it's a punk band or a guy with an acoustic guitar. If it horrifies despots and cheers up slaves, it's folk music.
Yeah.
So there's stuff that rocks pretty good on this album, and then there are, you know, acoustic ballads, and it's very, very eclectic. But, you know, for people whose idea of folk music is, I'm so sensitive, I love my guitar, this album is definitely going to tick them off.
That's great. And
okay, good.
And going back to the Ride album, that we're going to go out of this interview with a song from the Ride album.
Great.
It sort of spoke to the essence and mythology of the American West. Huh?
Thank you for saying that.
When did you discover your sort of passion for the tales of the American West?
Well, it's the West itself. In other words, I'm an Easterner. I grew up in New York and Philadelphia. And when I was 21 years old, just on a whim, the summer before I started law school, a friend of mine and I got this idea to get in a car and drive across the United States, see the West, chase girls across the country. And, you know, we were really clueless. You know, we had no idea just how big it is out there or how far apart everything was. Like, we got to the Grand Canyon one night and there were no campsites. So we just went, screw it, let's go to Yosemite. So it was that kind of a trip. And we just were everywhere for 5 minutes. And I, you know, with our eyes bugging out of our heads, and I came home quite transformed. I started law school, and really all I wanted to do was get back out into the West. And so for each of the next 5 summers, I drove across the United States by myself from Manhattan every summer to one destination in the West. And I became a very kind of aggressive mountain climber, backcountry guy. And it's been a lifelong obsession since. And then at a certain time, I am a law school graduate. I have a pretty good familiarity with American history. I was a songwriter, and I loved the West. And so I got this idea of making an album that reflected my connection to the West. That became Ride.
Yeah, and it sounds great. And we're talking to Mark Berger. He's coming to Carbondale, and he's going to play at the library in Carbondale on Sunday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m. And then you're going to tour a few more Garfield County libraries at Rifle and Silt and Glenwood Springs.
This is true.
How did you get hooked up with the Garfield County Libraries, Mark?
Well, one of the things, in addition to just my regular concertizing, I started to get requests. I had no idea this was going to catch on the way it did, but I guess because of the kind of literary component to the album and also because I tell stories about these experiences I've had as an Eastern in the Mountain Desert West, Ride, the album, has really caught on with libraries. And so I've been booked to perform at well over 150 of them nationally, and there's a company that represents music to libraries nationally that now represents Ride to libraries. So I get requests for it. And I'm also coming out to something called the Durango Songwriters Expo, which is a film and television expo with songwriters and music supervisors that takes place starting right on the tail end of my playing at the libraries in Garfield County. And so this was a beautiful way to bridge that and get the opportunity to play in the Roaring Fork Valley again, which I have done in the past.
Nice. Well, it's a great place to visit. And I look forward getting out there to see you perform in Carbondale, Mark.
Sweet.
Yeah,
love it.
Thanks a lot for calling in to KDNK today. And we look forward to the show. I would like to go out with a bottle of wine, a suitcase, an umbrella. And to me, it sounds like you are channeling Terry Allen. Do you know Terry Allen, the songwriter from West Texas?
I don't know Terry Allen.
Okay, well, that's a huge compliment to you, by the way.
Thank you very much. I totally appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again, Mark, and we look forward
to
seeing
Cody.
You here in Carbondale on the 26th.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem. Here's a bottle of wine, a suitcase, an umbrella from Mark Berger's album Ride. Catch him at the Carbondale Library at 6:30 Sunday, September 26th. Okay, that was Mark Berger coming from New York, and he'll be playing at the Carbondale Library on Sunday. And now we have Greg and Kenna in the studio with us.
Yeah, yeah, what a fun show that we just got to do for Express Yourself. It was so wonderful to have Ryan on and Anna Morissette. Again, she'll be playing at September 30th, and KDNK will have a booth there, so If you haven't had a chance to renew your membership and want to stop by, that is will be a wonderful time to do it. As will tonight, we'll be at the park at 4th and Main, just right next to Batch. We have the Red Hill Rollers. I just confirmed that all three of them will be there. So it's going to be really wonderful. They're such a wonderful band, and we really enjoy them here at KD&K, and they're all monthly donors here at KD&K. So there's some encouragement for y'all.
They're my favorite new band in the valley, in the whole Roaring Fork Valley nowadays.
Wow. Yeah, I think I would have to agree. They, you know, Logan's got a wonderful voice, and he's a really great songwriter. He wrote a song about my husband, so I really like him a lot. And he mentions me in there, too. So, no. But also, I wanted to say thank you to Catherine Soden, who went online and she donated at the sustainable level. She said, thanks for all you do here at KD&K. So, yeah, thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah. We're getting ready to head over to 4th and Main to get set up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come stop by, grab yourself a shirt or a hat, and renew your membership. And come say hi. See the Red Hill Rollers. Maybe bounce back and forth between the Wilderness Workshop thing.
Yeah. And keep calling and donating. You can call us at 963-0139, and we have all kinds of staff hanging out still, and stay tuned for KD&K local news and NPR coming up at the top of the hour, and just more to look forward to.
And if you've been, if your plan was to wait for the weekend to donate, you can for sure do that at kdnk.org and click the donate button. You'll still be enjoying a lot of great music this weekend on our usual weekend programming, but they will be pitching then as well. And if you've been in your car, haven't been able to donate, we totally understand. Take your Saturday or Sunday morning to go to kdnk.org and click the donate button.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to some wonderful music on KD&K with KD&K staff or volunteer DJs, you can do that at the disc golf tournament that will be happening tomorrow from 10 to 4. Even if you haven't signed up, come stop by, say hi. Enjoy some music, some beer, some pizza. We'll have a pizza from Pepino's, beer from Idlewild. That'll all start in the afternoon. We'll have some coffee from Dos Gringos in the morning. So it's going to be a really fun, filled day. And also just bring some cash. That'll be the best way to pay for everything.
I really look forward to it.
Yeah. We're kind of, between Wilderness Workshop and KD&K, we're kind of going to be creating a little outside First Friday-like almost atmosphere, even not being First Friday. You can get your conservation and wild lands protection on at one place, and you can fly your freak flag at the other.
Yeah. We love freak flags. We want them to fly all the time.
Well, we better give some space to Morgan Neely coming in to do All Things Considered and share KD&K's local news. We're just going to go out with a little bit of Leyline, who will also be playing at Takah later on in the season. So check out the schedule.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Anna. And thank you, guys.
963-0139.
I felt footsteps and a heavy breath.